David Key has been a musician since childhood. His first instrument was the saxophone, and he earned his degree in music education. David began his long journey with flutes when he needed to play one with a performing group. His interest expanded to Native American flutes and ultimately to flutes from many different cultures. David has shifted his focus to therapeutic sound, which he uses to help humans and rehabilitating sea turtles.
Flutes are everywhere in every single culture. I think they create a sound that we really resonate with, and so each one of my flutes I feel I have a different relationship with. And that's why I'm always kind of picking up a different one, depending on what I'm looking to do. So I use those flutes in a variety of different settings. I tap into my intuition when I play. Most times I'm improvising on the spot. I have played at the hospice center for patients and their families, done that kind of thing with the focus in mind of creating some sounds that are therapeutic, that are relaxing, that also are bringing people together. So coming from there, I ended up gravitating towards doing some playing for sea turtles at the local sea turtle hospital.
There have been studies showing the positive effects that music can have on dogs and cats and cows and even fish. I don't know that there are any studies about turtles, but you are experiencing that firsthand. How does that work?
I do believe that all animals, you know, are intuitive beings that are really tapped into some things that we're not aware they're tapped into. I've been there at the Sea Turtle Hospital in the new facility, which is huge and wonderful, where all kinds of people are coming through and seeing those sea turtles, and their eyes are just opening up with wonder. I know they're feeling a connection with those guys. I play sounds sometimes just in the large room, and also sometimes going from one tank to another, playing for a specific turtle. And I try to just pay attention to what I think feels right and sounds right for them. I get different kinds of reactions, and they tend to be very positive. There's a turtle that's going to be a lifelong resident, Lenny, who is blind. And there have been times where I've played for Lenny at his tank. Sorry, her. We found out not too long ago she started laying eggs in her tank. I play for Lenny always on a particular flute, this beautiful rosewood flute. And I started at first playing in a way that kind of matched what I felt was going on for Lenny, kind of agitated and really, I mean, you can understand what it would be like being blind and stuck in a tank all of your life. I'd kind of play that frustration for her so that she could have a way to have that get out. And then I shifted into something that was a little more relaxed and a little more calm, and I could feel her shift down. You know, animals have their own language. Animals have their own nonverbal language, for sure. Turtles are giving me nonverbal cues all the time. There are lots of different experiences I've had where it really has clarified for me the idea that we as humans are not the only ones in the universe that have some understanding of things, especially emotional stuff, especially feeling the vibration of sound and recognizing the power of that.
That was sound therapist and artist David Key. The music you hear is called Gunner's Song for a turtle who was in rehabilitation who has since been released to the wild. To hear David Key's flutes and turtle tales, visit his performance at the Hampstead Library this Saturday at 4:30. Find out more at whqr.org.